Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
At the Montana Family Foundation, we strive every day to create a state where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. Unfortunately, in this day and age, that takes us to the front lines of the culture war. For those who have somehow missed it, there's a full court press by some judges and politicians to mock God, curtail religious liberty, destroy families, and devalue life. We see it every day in the courts and in the halls of the Capitol. Several months ago, I had a Missoula legislator actually ask me what I had against Satan. This just goes to show how far we've fallen as a society, and in my opinion, we've not yet reached the bottom. Fortunately, people across the state are waking up and taking action. With the help of conservative legislators, parents are reasserting their right to raise and protect their children. Pastors are telling government to stay in its lane and stop trying to regulate churches, and medical professionals are refusing to perform procedures that they know cause more harm than good. One of the most contentious issues is gender mutilation procedures for minors. 2 years ago, the state of Arkansas stood alone in passing legislation to ban these types of procedures on kids. Last year, Tennessee joined them, and this year, that number jumped to nearly 20 states, including Montana. Just yesterday, the issue moved to the federal level when the United States Congress held hearings on the damage caused when unscrupulous doctors perform irreversible gender transformation procedures on children as young as 9. One of the witnesses was Chloe Cole. She was put on puberty blockers at age 12, heavy doses of testosterone at age 13, went into menopause at age 14, and had a double mastectomy at age 15. By age 16, she realized she'd made the greatest mistake of her life, and most of it was not reversible. She and other detransitioners are now speaking out and suing the doctors and hospitals that left them permanently damaged and scarred at such a young age. Montana recently passed a law that allows these types of lawsuits and bans gender transformation procedures on minors. The left, of course, immediately filed suit, and the case is making its way through the courts. Cole said that her parents were told that she would commit suicide if she wasn't allowed to transition, but she says she never had suicidal thoughts until after her mastectomy. During the hearings in the Montana legislature, brave doctors and nurses finally began speaking out in contrast to the Montana Medical Association and the Montana Nurses Association, who spoke in favor of transitioning minors. Both of these organizations also spoke out against all of the pro-life bills, but it's important to remember that they don't speak for all medical professionals. The MMA claims to speak for all doctors, so when actual doctors and nurses testify in opposition to the medical association's stance, legislators sit up and take notice. Montana also now has a medical rights of conscience law that legally protects doctors and nurses who do not want to perform certain medical procedures. If you're a medical professional willing to speak the truth about dangerous or morally objectionable procedures, please call our office. We can put you in touch with other like-minded professionals who are speaking out as well. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.